Samach. Do not become a wool to become angry. A person should not become mavul to become angry. Just a fascinating lashon, lashon of the Rosh, that many people, the reason why they get angry is because they is after they get into the state of bahala, when they're not feeling settled. The person not feeling settled, so his reaction is he's much more sensitive to whatever the issue is. The person feels settled, so I'm feeling a position of strength, so that I can handle the things aren't working out the way I want them to, etc. When I'm feeling in a position of not in control, weakness, etc., and then things don't work out, so the reaction is much more of a potential reaction of getting angry. And now getting angry, the result is time it's chachmasecha, because the nature of is when a person is not using a seichel, the more says that his das is mistalekas, it loses his das, it loses his understanding. Somali, it understands everything is a problem. The more the Shul of the Gemara, the more it says that a person has a kolakoyes is the chachmosa misalekas b'manu. The more it says it by Moshe Rabbeinu. The more it says it by Hillel HaZaken. Talking about the gedolim, that level of sensitivity to their understanding that they're not b'menuchas anefesh is. Ketzav means you're not b'menuchas anefesh, so you can't think it through. And we all see that, you know, when something's bothering us, we can't think straight, you know, clearly. You know, so you're dealing with something which is not so difficult, so you can handle it. The person's asking a more deeper type of an issue, you can't think it through. It's love not because you're angry. It's any type of not being in an equilibrium. But Kal v'chomer, when there's something actively removing your equilibrium, you're getting confused. It's a real problem. Reb Chatzal Sarna says a fascinating thing over here is that the person you should be angry at is yourself, and not anybody else. Because, like, who asked you to allow yourself to get mavul to start with, and therefore that's what, now that you're mavul. So the real avoda is the first stage, is not to let things get you out of your equilibrium. This is the avoda in Kelm. Kelm was the avoda of menuchas nefesh. Reb Leizer Levin, Zichron Livracha, Rav Menachem Levin's father, was a Talmud by the Chofetz Chaim. He was a Talmud that he learned by the Chofetz Chaim, and then he learned, if I recall correctly, and then he learned in Kelm for many years. The other way around, but he learned in Kelm for many years. And this is in Kelm, like the biggest avoid was the avoid of Menuchas HaNefesh, that nothing should take you out of yours. You are in control. Whatever circumstances should not dictate to you how you're reacting to something. So when he was nifter, one of the Maspidim said, who was another member together with him, he was the head of the Vada Rabbanim in Detroit for like 50 years, something like that. So the person says, you know, all the years I was with him together, never once saw him lose his control. Like, totally nothing. Nothing pulled him out of his equilibrium. He says, and you really recognize that was the void he put in himself. He said he spent 8 years working on medical leverage. So from that vantage point, you know, and the Vada Rabbanim in those years, from like the 1940s to 1990s, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, trying to maintain Yiddishkeit when Orthodoxy was under siege, you know, when the Balabatim, you know, fighting with you and nothing got him out of his cool. He never lost his cool. So the Rechatzah Sarna says it as a taina, like, you know, why would you want to lose that? Why would you want something outside of yourself to dictate your reaction, your reality? You should be the balabos deciding how you deal with something. Well, it sounds very nice, very easy on paper. I believe one of the biggest things which challenge a person to take is expectations. And it's a hard question. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we expect that our spouse or our kids or the people around us should act in a certain way, and when they don't, we get frustrated because we were sort of banking on that expectation. If everything will go the way it's supposed to, this is what's going to happen. Well, I expected you to do this, I expected you to do that, I expected a certain level of expectations. We have no expectations, and we won't get upset. We never expected anything. Of course, but that's not realistic, because we do have expectations, and that's only fair to have expectations. Parents are very... they have no expectations to the little baby. Like, what, he's a little baby. What do you want from a little baby? It's like, little babies do, you know? Right? The kid gets older, all of a sudden, you expect the kid to do X, Y, and Z, whatever that might be. So here you are, and all of a sudden you have expectations. And then the kids don't meet your expectations. And then you're frustrated. And then you have the situation, you get confused. And rather you get angry. You say in Hoshanas, one of the Hoshanas is Nefesh Mibahola. Hoshana, the Russian should save us from Nefesh Mibahola. We shouldn't get Mavul. One of the explanations of you say Vida, Simon Levov, right, is a lesson of talk of confusion. Right, so that's part of the Vida. The Vida is the chaita which we did because we were not settled. And the real part of the person is to be settled. So how do you not have expectations? So part of the answer is that you sort of like, if we know Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control and he's running the world and he sent the situation my way, so that's what I'm supposed to be doing right now. So I had planned to do X this morning. The reality is I ended up doing Y this morning. Right? And I can tell you whose fault it was. So that's the challenge is it's not that person. There's a Musig of Bashir. It's not that person's fault. That person is the vehicle that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. And if I'm willing to submit to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, so then I don't have this problem of expectations. Not that I'm lacking expectations, but I understand at the end of the day I'm not the balabas to have expectations. If I believe I'm the balabas, I talk I have expectations. I'm not the balabas, I just work there. So who gave me a right to have expectations? So the void is what?
Everybody's even saying on a personal level, not just how it affected, let's say, like everybody's talking about scheduling, but even on a personal level, I expected of this person that they would be able to do.
Right, so I get frustrated there. Why didn't they do it? So one of the terrorists says, you're right, there's a frustration. Why is there frustration? Because I expect a certain level of commitment by the people around me. Okay, so they didn't. Now what? So what does the Russian want to happen? The Russian is saying that he wants me to put me in the situation to see how I react. So my goal is to get the job done. His goal is to see how I react to a certain situation. Right? So if I know that my goal is to react to the situation appropriately, so I wouldn't be so upset. I believe that my goal is to get the job done. So I need to take care of X. I need to, whatever. I need to get somewhere. I have all the things which need to happen, etc. And they're not happening because this guy messed up. So of course I'm upset at the guy. Now that I'm upset at the guy, the next thing I know, I'm going to be angry at the guy. Right? But Terrence is, but the Bereshit was able to be, the Bereshit will deal with punishing him for his lack of responsibility, sensitivity, etc. That's to him and his creator. I'm not the Bala boss to judge him on that. But obviously, if the Bereshit put me in this situation, the Bereshit used his Bechira for the wrong thing to challenge me in my areas where I have challenges. So he rushed and pushed my button. And he wants to see what's going to happen. So so maintaining that thought process is a extremely challenging. It's a fascinating thing. I said over my, I saw my son on Shabbos. I said over, like it's the opposite end of the spectrum where a person is like totally in Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. So myself with Rabbi Zilber, the Russian, the story with him in Russia. So he at some point he applied for a visa to leave Russia, and they denied his request. And then he applied again, they denied his request. Finally gets a message that Monday, instead of sending a letter, they get a message he and his wife should come down to the visa office. So he assumed that means that the answer is going to be yes. So he went down with his wife to the visa office. Gets the visa office, they deny his request again. Meanwhile, his Talmidim heard that he's going down to the visa office because they assumed as well because he's going to get his application being accepted. They're very happy for him. They come to the house, he says, come and let's drink l'chaim. So they're even much more convinced that he was allowed to go. So he says, asked him, when is he leaving, etc. He says, not leaving. They deny my application. So what are you drinking l'chaim for? He says, well, I had assumed that I hoped to go, which meant my responsibility and the purpose that I'm here in Russia is no longer valid. Now I realize that Russia has a reason to keep me in Russia, so I'm needed to be here. So that's my responsibility. So now the Russia wants me to be here. That's something to drink l'chaim about. So they got up and they danced. That's the maysa. Now living under the Russian regime, which at any moment the person can be sent to Siberia and be killed, and he applies to get out, and they say no, and most people come back in this total state of depression. I'm done, you know. They can't function for 3 days, you know, at best. And here, he was chicken l'chaim, because it was very clear to him that the Russian runs the world, and it's the Russian's Watson. Russian's Watson is not to leave right now, so end the conversation. So we're not holding there. But that's not what we're being challenged with. The average challenge we're challenged with is nowhere near that Madrega, right? It's somebody forgot to put the food back into the fridge. You know, the 14th time that I told them not to forget to do that. Right? That's the type of thing that we're being challenged with. So my approach to it sometimes is to laugh. Like, Adam Weiss said once, laughter is the ability to see something that the out of proportion reality of something makes is funny. So when we laugh at a picture where the guy's nose is too big, etc., the clown's nose is too big, it's because it's out of proportion. That's funny to us. We see that it's incongruous. When we see a human being thinking that he's the creator and he gets around the world and realizes he doesn't, that's funny also. Right? And that's us. You know? So we look at the guy, he's such a chashuv guy, and he falls on the banana peel and he slips. It's funny. Why is it funny? Because it's cutting him down to size out of this disproportionate picture of what he was. He's this major CEO of this company worth billions of dollars, and he's just like everybody else. He falls on banana peels, right? So we think we can do it with our kids too, you know. Because I remember one time Loza was like 5 years old, and he was having some issues. I forget what it was, davening. He was talking to her davening. I don't know where it was. I spoke to him before davening that, you know, he shouldn't do that. You know, I explained it to him, and this great, you know, deep conversation, etc. And of course, he's taking care of it. I started from that straight, Shabbos morning, and not here, it was an old base manager. And, it happens again. So my first reaction was I was upset. Like, I just told him not to. I mean, he's only 5 years old. Okay, but that's the reaction. And I have to, like, you know. And I started laughing. That's my release valve. Like, I thought he was cautious enough that I could get my own child to listen to me. I'm so not cautious that even my own 5-year-old child doesn't listen to me. That's just so funny. The whole thing is, like, so funny. It totally relaxed me because I got it out of my system. This is talking funny. Right? And if I think young, and now that happened, I wasn't frustrated anymore. Right? But that's what, you know, the approach is like, really? We really thought we were the person that deserves the X to happen, or we have a right to demand the X to happen? Like, really? Apparently not. So it's pretty funny. We thought we were, and we're not. So move on with life. Okay, not that little world. You can live with it. And then you're not nivol, you're not going to be kaitsev. You're not going to be ma'abed your chokhma. Out of it. It's quite a chokhma to recognize the fact that you're not, for whatever reason, it's quite a chokhma for mankind to recognize that we're not the creator. We would seem they're pretty obvious, but apparently it needs a lot of work. So that's what the Rosh is saying, that you'll, if you can chop that chokhma, you can chop a lot of the chokhma as well also.